Before signing, providing the information and documents for loan processing.
In the processing stage, the lender verifies the income, the assets, and the collateral proposed by the borrower to assess the borrower's ability to repay the loan over the long term. Each lender has its own procedures, but in general, the documents required show personal details such as age, address, marital status, any pre- or post-marital agreements affecting property rights or analogous agreements between civil union partners, proof of income. For employed persons, statement from your employer indicating years of service, the most recent payslip, and a copy of your tax return. For self-employed persons, your most recent income tax returns, Chamber of Commerce certificate, proof of registration with professional associations. Information on the property, such as a copy of the preliminary sales contract, compromesso, floor plan, certificate of habitability, and the last deed of transfer by sale or inheritance.
The general information sheet sets out the information and documents that borrowers must provide for the lender to assess borrower creditworthiness and the deadline for their submission. Providing security.
The lender usually requires collateral in the form of a lien, which gives it the right to sell the property if the borrower is unable to repay the loan. To determine the value of the property, and therefore of the collateral, a valuation of the property is made. The borrower can live in the mortgaged property or can let it. Selling it could, however, be more complicated given the lien on it. The lender could require other security beyond the lien. For example, when the borrower's income is low in relation to the payments, the borrower does not have a stable job or is asking for a mortgage that exceeds 80% of the property's value. One of the most common forms is a guarantee issued by someone other than the mortgage applicant. Providing a guarantee makes the guarantor personally liable for repayment of the entire loan. A guarantee is the commitment to personally guarantee to the lender the payment of the debt of another person. The guarantee is personal because the lender has recourse to the full assets of the guarantor.
Beware! If you want to buy a property yet to be built, make sure that the guarantee you are given for reimbursement of your down payment is issued by a bank, insurance company, or other qualified entity. The Bank of Italy's website contains legal explanations and notices on the topic of financial guarantees and a list of entities that have been reported for issuing guarantees without authorization.
bancaditalia.it/compiti/vigilanza/avvisi-pub/garanzie-finanziarie/index.html bancaditalia.it/compiti/vigilanza/avvisi-pub/soggetti-non-legittimati/allegato_garanzie.pdf notariato.it/sites/default/files/le_guide_per_il_cittadino_acquisto_in_costruzione_set_14.pdf
Considering the time needed to disburse the mortgage.
The time needed to obtain the mortgage, that is, the time between submitting the documentation and actual disbursement of the loan amount, is indicated in the general information sheet. Borrowers can choose their own notary. Usually the mortgage is not disbursed on the day the contract is signed, but rather a few days later when the lien has been fully and legally secured.
Beware! Before signing the contract, take some time to learn about the possible tax breaks available for home purchase and renovation. For more information, visit the website of the Italian Banking Association, Associazione Bancaria Italiana, ABI. For more information on other types of loans, consult the government's website on home ownership.